Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back to 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend Chris Moscovides back on the show. Chris has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last couple of years. President of TMG eMedia. He's one of the top technology experts on the planet. He's been doing this now for decades. He's the author of Cybersecurity Program Development for Business, as in for you and me. And he's our good friend Chris. Welcome back.
Good to be back, Jim. How are you?
We're doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. So, Chris, you were here on the show the middle of February. I knew about the coronavirus. I'd already been reporting on it with some of my China experts. And I, in fact, I was about to publish my first article on the topic, which was my Black Swan article. But that was 2 months ago. And that was 3 months ago. And when you were here at that time, you know, God was in his heaven. The economy was wonderful and all was right with the world. Basically, at least it seemed to be, and in the span of 3 months, all that's upside down. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. You know, as usual, I think within a span of 12 weeks, we went from being in a boom to essentially being in a bust, and it demonstrated substantial failures at every level of government and preparedness, and also substantial failures in leadership.
And national honesty. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Well, and of course, these kinds of – of course, we still don't know exactly where all this came from, but we do know that the Chinese could have stopped this. They could have buttoned this down a lot more than they did. They allowed millions of people to leave China and go across the world, including especially Europe, and that contributed to this. But let's fast forward a little bit and talk about how in terms of cybersecurity, one of the big issues right now is the government, the big pharma companies, research companies, are trying to find a vaccine for this. Meantime, there's reports that the Chinese are trying to steal our progress for this. How can we stop them from letting this happen?
Well, I think first of all that your assessment is right. Although we do not definitively know where this thing started, certainly China could have done a substantially better job in communicating, in transparency, and all that. There's no question about that. And when the dust settles, I think China will be held accountable for the way that they dealt with the virus. From in terms of cybersecurity, what we have seen is the worst of people come out, because it's one thing when everything is normal and the hackers are out trying to get their money, and nation states are out to spy, and you know they're poking the beast here and there, and it's quite another when we're dealing with a world pandemic to have hackers attack hospitals, to have hackers pretend and prey on your weaknesses and prey on your need to know and your desperation to figure out what's going on. To say nothing about organized nation-state attempts like the ones you mentioned of going after pharma companies, after universities, trying to figure out who is ahead and who is behind and what are their efforts in vaccines. This is absolutely despicable acts. And you know me, I'm a hawk when it comes to things like that. Mm-hmm. There are lines that you do not cross, and I think these lines have been crossed. And my advice, for all it's worth, is we need to take a substantially more aggressive stance in cybersecurity than the one that we have been currently on.
Well, I completely agree with you. And there's one other thing. We can no longer afford to be even one little molecule of complacency or naivete about what these people are up to and how we got to protect ourselves. But Chris, there's one other thing that that I reported on several months ago, and that is a global economic organization. I'm trying to remember the name, who helps countries determine what their GDP is, and that group wants to now allow illegal activity in some countries to be part of their GDP. In other words, Romania would include their hacking business in their GDP. Now, think about this. What you just said about how bad these guys have crossed the line, we're now not only going to let them do it, but we're going to let them take credit for it in their national GDP. I'm going to get you to comment on that after the break. Right back with Chris Muscovitis. Chris, I need your website quickly, please.
TMG-emedia.com.
TMG-emedia.com. Check it out. Quick break. Right back with Chris. I'm Jim. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.